gay marriage, and should they? That's the big, bad, burning question after 2 days of conversation on two different issues before the Supreme Court, listening to oral arguments. This is what the Supremes will now chew on for the next couple of months before they come up with a decision. And this is where we begin, moving the needle here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Remember, you can always chime in and throw in your two on this, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Ed texted me today from Virginia and said, gay marriage, I'm all about it. I'm not gay. I am a beer-drinking heterosexual male, but I do not care who's gay. And if they want to be miserable like the rest of us and get married, have at it, ladies and gents. So that's the question. Will they have at it legally and get those rights that they're desperate to get? This is the first time that the Supreme Court has heard any arguments concerning gay marriage with the rippling effects of the Defense of Marriage Act. That was part two on Wednesday, and Prop 8 banning same-sex marriage on Tuesday in California. What will the ultimate decisions be? Here's what the Supremes, or at least some of them, had to say today.
What gives the federal government the right to be concerned at all at what the definition of marriage is?
Real risk of running in conflict with what has always been thought to be the essence of the state police power.
I'm going to quote from the House report here, is that Congress decided to reflect and honor a collective moral judgment and to express moral disapproval of homosexuality. Is that what happened in 1996?
I don't want these cases like this to come before this court all the time. And I think they will come all the time if that's the new regime in the Justice Department that we're dealing with.
You were really diminishing what the state has said is marriage. You're saying, no, state, there are two kinds of marriages, the full marriage and then the sort of skim milk marriage.
Wow, skim milk marriage. That's a quotable, and that's one that a lot of people are actually throwing out there now as a result of the tail ends of those comments. And that was just a little glimpse, a kaleidoscope, if you will, into some of what was said. You heard in that mixture there Elena Kagan, who talked about moral disapproval, Sonia Sotomayor, the definition, Anthony Kennedy, about the conflicts, and you heard Ruth Bader Ginsburg there with the skim milk marriage analogy. And really, if you were going to look at this from just reading the transcripts, which I did, and try to figure out, well, hey, which way are they going to go? Which way is the wind blowing here? I would have to say that really, if you go back and you listen to what Kagan said, when she said, you know, the House reports of 17 years ago, legislators stated one reason to pass DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act, and it was to express moral disapproval over gays and lesbians being allowed to wed. So 2004, that all changed with Massachusetts becoming the first state to legalize same-sex marriage. 9 states have it. No consensus was reached from the bench on the gateway or jurisdictional questions, if you will. That's how it's been described, whether House Republicans were on solid footing when they stepped in. Because remember, the president dumped this. The president didn't want to defend DOMA. Instead, the Justice Department reversed their position. They concluded DOMA was unconstitutional. So they were bowing out of this. Boehner and some Republicans picked up the lead on DOMA. This is why this is in front of the Supreme Court. And it's interesting because at a news conference on Wednesday, House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi called congressional Republicans irresponsible. And why? She said because by funding this defense of what she called a discriminatory law, it's costing $3 million. So she has a point on one side of this. It is costing $3 million. Is that $3 million well spent, America, I ask you, to go into the circus of how are we defending this, what are we calling it, ooh, constitutionally, does this hold up, and all that kind of stuff. And what I think happens is DOMA gets tossed. That's it for DOMA. There are different ways that they could approach this, the Supremes could, and I think they will. Now, Prop 8, which was Tuesday, the ban on same-sex marriage the California voters voted for, that's a little different. That one may just pop back to the states. But I think from the oral arguments and from some of what we heard on Wednesday, I think DOMA is gone. I think DOMA is gone. So same-sex marriage on trial, if you will, in a sense, by the Supreme Court, and you had lots of supporters of same-sex marriage and lots of people against same-sex marriage, especially on Tuesday, but also, excuse me, on Wednesday as well. So the interesting thing is this is something that was DOMA was passed in 1996. Who was president? That president would be Bill Clinton. And the question, there's so many questions, but one of the questions is the $3 million, can the House defend DOMA when the executive branch won't? And the answer is they're doing that. But at what cost? And the answer is $3 million. And is it ultimately worth it? The high court priests or justices seemed to kind of subdued to me. They seemed pretty subdued on Wednesday, a little bit more lively on Tuesday. And it's forcing, really now, Congress to choose between the practice of deferring to the states and the historic practice of preferring uniformity. But I think that ultimately it's going to be tossed. Prop 8 puts everything squarely back on top of the states, and the states will decide. So this is an exercise, in one way, in futility, or $3 million dropped down the drain in a country where we are spread so thin, it's like cheap peanut butter. Nobody wants to take a bite anymore. And that's what's so scary when you look at our deficits and look at the sequester and how the sequester is affecting many of you who called this show talking about days off. I have three friends affected by it. One is going to get 14 days furloughed, so think of the loss of pay there. The Pentagon is going to cut the number of days civilian workers will ultimately be cut out. So you've got the sequester affecting a lot of people that would be in the so-called middle class. Isn't it interesting, Republicans, Democrats saying that they're there to stick up for the middle class, but it's the middle class, even in government work, that gets it stuck to them. Doesn't it figure? All right, here's the number if you want to chime in. I promise I'm going to go to you right after this one, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Supreme Court legalizing gay marriage. Should they? Will they? Pete is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
Good evening. Everything okay with you?
Everything's okay. I have a little bit of a cold. Somebody hacked all over me, so I'm sporting around some cough drops. What it says, Pete. Pete, this is what it says on the package: triple soothing action, soothes sore throats, cools nasal passages. I don't know about all that.
I know her. I don't know.
What are you gonna do?
Oh man, this is. Socialism 101, keep everybody rocking on TV. Did I hear you say that they were going to take the dope away if they tested, or they're going to take the money away if they're on dope?
Yes. Well, if it gets voted in Texas, if it gets voted, the full Senate, the state senators vote yes for the bill. That means no, you're on dope, no money.
Here's what's going to happen. Desperate man has nothing to lose, man, woman, whatever. You can't take that way. The crime rate's going to be jacked up. Number one, we got all the money. Number two, all the dope's already here. The oil field's booming.
I know.
Can't get it. You can.
Did we lose you, Pete? Pete, you're making your point and you fell off. It's like a comedian getting ready to tell their punchline and they fall off the line at that exact time. All right, so Pete, the gist of it is, I could tell by what he was saying, you can't do that because of the fact that they would get it anyway and it would cause problems. It would cause a lot of crime problems if that were to happen. I don't know if I agree with that. I think that at some point there has to be accountability. In fact, I know I don't agree with that. There has to be accountability, Pete, somewhere. Where's the accountability to the taxpayers? Sure. Okay, do we want to help people who need a leg up? Yeah, okay. But at what point do we say that's enough? It's like a kid. You raise a kid, you do your best, boy, you're trying, and again things happen. You know, that whole tough love thing? But you don't exercise tough love, so it gets worse, and then it gets worse, and then before you know it, somehow they're dead by some irresponsible thing, driving smashed out of their mind or whatever, because you couldn't bring yourself to do what you had to do. We had a great guest on maybe 5 months ago who was a super privileged kid, and he was playing tennis. His parents had massive money, and he started off smoking pot, and then he was into all kinds of drugs. He was just a mess. He was a mess. He was school, he was failing school. All of a sudden, his whole life just cascaded around him. They kept coddling him, helping him, giving him money every time he crashed cars, did everything. And then finally, they just said, we don't care. We're just going to have to cut ties. That's it. We've tried everything we can, and you just throw back in our face. And he ended up living under a bridge, and he got his act together. He went to a clinic, and his life turned around, thank goodness, and now he's reunited with his parents, and everything's fine. But they did this for 6 years, and they never made him accountable for anything. So there is something about accountability, and in the case of these welfare recipients, the idea is, you know, don't we want to, at some point, make them responsible for what they're doing, what they're getting? Because it's our money, we're the taxpayers. Pete, I think we got you back again. Someone cut off your cell. It was maybe the next door neighbor. I don't know.
Okay. Maybe my next door neighbor, Dan. But no, it's these people, they don't care. They don't pay taxes. They're low income. And what money they do have, they're doing dope, but not taking care of their kids and don't care. It's all about them. They're selfish individuals.
Right.
Home invasions are going to increase. Oh, robberies, burglaries, that kind of stuff. You just keep an eye on it. I hate to be bad news, be the Diablo, Bill, but I can already see it. People got to have their dope. Those pain of being broke, of being dissatisfied, of being Democrats. Oh, what did I say then? I'm sorry.
So you're saying that if we're trying to make them accountable, it's not going to really do that because they don't care. So they'll just do whatever they have to do to get their fix, and it'll make it worse because then they'll just break into more houses or do whatever it is because they need the money. They need to get the meth, the pot, the whatever.
Yeah, the dubs are here.
I mean,
it's all more than anywhere else. But it's fixing to get bad. And what they're doing, what I believe going on is we're staying out of balance, and they're doing this gay thing. Now they're doing the dope thing. Now they're doing the gay thing. You know, back and forth, and we're not getting any kind of budget cleared up, not having any morals whatsoever. It's socialism 101.
Yeah, you know, the morals thing is interesting because it does make you wonder that as much as I'm a live and I'm open-minded, Pete, as much as I'm a live and let live person, what happened to things like respect for elders? What happened to common social things that you would do that are just missing so much in our culture that there is a backward slide? You can see it.
It's all about me. It's all about you. You drive your little box. You look at a little box. You watch a box on TV.
Right.
It's just like George Carlin, you know, the old George Carlin scenario. Everybody's in a little box, and nobody's socializing anymore, so nobody respects anyone. Nobody cares. It's all about me, me, me. It's selfish.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too bad because it does make you yearn for days that are decades gone when you thought things were getting better. But I agree with you. There is something to that. With everybody's head down, with everybody texting the whole time and no socializing, that is not, that whole face-to-face thing is lost.
Oh, yeah. You don't like that. I visited up north several years ago, but everybody's so rude to one another up north. You know, they're trying to make a buck, you know. Nobody trusts anybody. You can't trust anybody anymore in this day and time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too bad. It's very depressing, Pete. Thank you.
Yeah. Ding, ding. There you go.
Yeah, we appreciate that. We appreciate that wake-up call.
Yeah, but, you know, come see me.
Exactly.
Bye.
Dig that bunker in case we need it, because he, sadly, as a person who is the glass is half full, he has a point. These are some of the things that we're starting to see. It is about me, 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 and it is scary to think and wonder, will we see the crime rate in some neighborhoods go up, or any neighborhoods, because people are desperate for the cash and it's just a grab. It's not even, gee, should I do that, knock off that old lady's house, or there's not even, that's not even a thought in anyone's head. And the idea that people are not, or kids are not socializing, and they're all about, like he says, the box, whether it's the one in their hand, the one they're watching, whatever it might be, that's depressing. It used to be you'd run around, you were playing flashlight tag in the neighborhood or whatever, and you couldn't even, your mother couldn't even get you in the house for dinner because you were crazy running around the neighborhood with all the other kids. And there was nothing about television. You were doing something else. You were shooting hoops or playing tag or doing a zillion other things that you don't see as many kids doing now today. Now, there are still some good kids out there. I hate to be so cynical and think that no kids are doing anything like playing Little League or involved in soccer teams or socializing that way or still riding their bikes and doing that kind of stuff. But it is definitely, the gap is narrowing, and you can feel it, and you can really, really see it when you go by some of these neighborhoods where all the swings sit empty. Now, is that because there's no kids in the neighborhood, or is it because the kids are busy playing Grand Theft Auto in somebody's house, in one of their houses? And I kind of think part of it is they're playing Grand Theft Auto somewhere. And, you know, what's that about? They're not outside. They're not running around. They're not kicking the ball around. They're not doing the things that we used to do. And now you're like old school if you do that. All right, let me throw out the numbers. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're checking the mail next.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
And crannies as our country decides the fate of gay couples and your fate if you work for the government. How many days will you be furloughed? The Pentagon is cutting civilian furloughs to 14 days. So that was from 22. That's some of the pain that's eased of the 750,000 employees. The Pentagon has to slice $500 billion from spending over the next 9 years unless Congress and the press agree on some other deficit reduction package, fat chance. More than $40 billion still has to be cut this year, and that's part of the deal here. All right, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. We do have mail. This one comes to us from Jake the Snake. I swear he wrote Jake the Snake. I think it's Jake in Austin. And Jake the Snake says, Kate, wow, Defense of Marriage Act. First of all, Defense of Marriage Act was bogus in the first place. I am a straight man. I don't really care about gays one way or the other. No offense to any of my gay friends. But why we even waste time or any money on this is sad and sickening. There are so many other important issues. Do we really care that much if gay people want to trip themselves up and get married? How many gay couples stay together? Ask yourself that. Sure, there's some, but they have to have a high rate of separation. I have two acquaintances from work who are gay. They're never with the same guy for more than a year. Interesting. All right, so Jake the Snake says, who cares? Forget about it. The money aspect, we're just draining the coffers. Then there's this one from Jack Spratt. Your nicknames are great, man. Jack Spratt says, man, Obama is so weak. First, they're all over the DOMA. Then they decide, oh, no, it's unconstitutional. So what happens? Yes, Congress decides to pick up the ball and run with it. And they'll probably lose this one because DOMA goes down. You know it's going to go down. That's it. It's going down, and then the benefits will be expanded. So really, it's just a slice of more money from the loaf that we can't afford to share. This one is from Sharon, listening to us in New Jersey. And Sharon says, hello, Kate, long time no speaky. Glad that I had a chance to email you quickly today. I was listening to some of the key things that were coming out of Washington and the Supreme Court. You have to like Ginsburg comparing skim milk marriage at the DOMA hearing. I thought that was probably the funniest moment of everything. But what a waste. What a waste of time. What a waste of brain power. And apparently it looks as though, at least when it comes to DOMA, this thing does not hold up. What do you think? Well, in reading the, listening to the oral arguments, listening to the, you know, looking at the transcripts and then listening back, I don't know if it stands up either. I would say no. If one of them is going to go down, DOMA is probably the best. Even Justice Roberts is taking issue with the whole decision to enforce DOMA while opposing it on constitutional grounds, which is so crazy. And it's true. Oh, yeah, we're going to enforce it. And now, whoops, no, we don't want to do that anymore. And I think it was smart of him to ask that. So, you know, he says, you're asking us to do something we've never done before to reach the issue in this case. And it's totally unprecedented. So Roberts is kind of laying the groundwork for that. I just don't believe in some of what they're saying. Even Sam Alito questioning the intent of certain benefits provided by the federal government, challenging the pro-DOMA side. Some of the stuff that came out of that, like Alita said, suppose we look at the real estate tax provision. It's one little hunk of it. He says that's an issue in this case. It provides special favorable treatment to a married couple as opposed to any other individual or economic unit. What was the purpose of that? What was the purpose of that, really, to foster traditional marriage? Or was Congress just looking for a convenient category to capture households that function as a unified economic unit? They're really nailing Congress on this thing is what's happening here. They really, really are. I mean, should the justices decide gay marriage? Or should it just put it to the vote of the people in the states? Isn't that what's happening already? And really, California was a mess up because the people didn't understand Prop 8. Some of the people that would have voted against it voted for it. They didn't know what they were even voting for. It just goes to show you. You think that people understand when they go in the little voting cubicle, but they don't. They don't understand a lot of times what it is and how something reads, how a certain measure reads. Okay, this one comes to us from Mary, who says, I heard you not too long ago talking about Boston College handing out condoms. What an oxymoron. Why would they let kids in the first place hand them out and then say, you can't do this and you're violating the mission of the Catholic Church and so we're going to go after you? That's ridiculous. They shouldn't have let them ever set it up 4 years ago. Shame on the Jesuits for messing up. Now they don't like that they're in the news. That's what the biggest problem is. You could have a point there. They don't like the fact that people are talking about them. That's what they don't like. This one is coming to us from Squirrely, and Squirrely says, what kind of nickname? I don't even know if that's a man or a woman. What do you think the odds are that Squirrely is a woman? I'm going to say probably a man. I'm not sure. Squirrely says, I know that you often talk about some of the crazy things like the giant potholes that swallow people up or sinkholes. Did you happen to see what happened in Seattle, where on one of the islands there was a bluff that just fell apart, and it, all of a sudden there's a massive landslide, and you had all these houses, and you look over on kind of what seemed to be a bluff. I saw it on the nightly news, and poof, it was just knocked down. 25 or more houses affected by a crazy slide on the island. You know what? I did see that. I did see a shot of that, and it's Puget Sound area, if you've ever been there, because so much rain, it saturates the bluffs, and then what happens is the erosion, or, you know, it starts to crumble. And I even saw this, and, you know, I never really thought about this, but there are some gorgeous homes on those islands, and the Washington State tells people, you might think twice about some of that shoreline property you're looking at because of the landslide possibility, but this landslide was, wow, it was sick. That's the best way to describe it. It looked like someone with a big hand just came and grabbed the earth and pulled it all down toward the ocean. And it's so lucky it doesn't look like anyone was hurt in that. And that's amazing that the massive landslide with the homes that were damaged, that nobody was killed in that. Nobody was killed. It's huge, actually. When I saw the shot of it, I thought, ooh, this is bad. There's no way. There's a bunch of people in these houses. Remember, that was the fear in California, the mudslides, because of where some of the houses were. All right, this one comes to us from Paul, who says, been listening to the show, enjoying it. I've listened for about 6 months or so, give or take. Sometimes I fall asleep. I don't think it's you. You're not boring. I think I'm just plumb exhausted. Prop 8. I think that Prop 8 gets tossed back. I don't believe that the Supreme Court is going to rule on this, but maybe they will, because that's that ban on same-sex marriage, and it's certainly affecting a lot of people in the Golden State. But I think that it'll be put back to the voters of California, and it'll be kicked down to a lower court. That's probably how the Supreme Court handles it. I think there's a good chance of that. I said that on the last show, that maybe they'll reverse it. Maybe they'll come up with that conclusion and they'll reverse it. But it seems like, in this case, they could uphold the ban and rule that the marriages should be legal in the state that already allow them, plus California, states that already allow them, or they could rule that Prop 8's defenders don't have legal standing to argue in favor of it because they are not elected reps of the state. And there's a couple different ways they could go with this one. And I think that they'll let the states decide. I think they'll let the states decide. I don't think they decide this one. There's for sure what's happening is in Washington, a lot of gay couples have been out there on the courthouse steps, and there's been a very vocal crowd as to pro-gay marriage, saying, you know, it's a time that has come, so let's do this thing and move on with it. And that's kind of the signs you saw. We're in love. Can't love be defined in lots of different ways? And there might be a definition. Might be a definition from the Supreme Court. But, you know, the other question is, should the court be deciding gay marriage? It's such a social issue to begin with. And it got so tangled up in politics that we just can't unravel ourselves from it. I mean, should they validate gay marriage? Is that really the will of people in the country or not? And there's a few problems, a few holes in this, to be sure. Remember, you can always hit us up on Twitter or Facebook. Just go to the website, americatonight.net. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
And here's where we start with We Can Count. This is a big story. We were talking about that this hour. Texas looking to welfare drug test. Pete in Texas thinks it'll be Armageddon. It's not going to work, so why bother with it? But a full vote of the Senate, the state Senate, will make this a pretty historic vote and a pretty wild law if you think about it. This is something that's been talked about for a long time and never got real traction. Federally, it didn't get real traction. Just lots and lots of conversation about what can we do and how can we have some kind of accountability and shift what needs to happen here. And maybe it was for the outrage or of trying to police people. I don't know. I'm not sure all the reasons. I know that was some of the reasons. But it never fully got enough votes, got grasped enough people. So instead, a state like Texas advances this bill to require drug screening. And as I said, it would be pretty historic if it goes through. A lot of people, you know, the eyes of the world are on Texas again. And for this reason, it's because of this bill. And the amount of times that it's come up before, it's at least a half a dozen. There's your number, more than half a dozen. And now it's just strictly a numbers thing. Applicants who test positive for drugs will be barred from getting their DOE or temporary assistance to needy families for 12 months. There's your other number, 12 months. So if it gets the full blessing of the state Senate and it's signed off by the governor, which Governor Rick Perry says Texas taxpayers will not subsidize or tolerate illegal drug use, that every dollar that goes to someone who uses it inappropriately is a dollar that can't go to a Texan who needs it for housing, child care, or medicine. He is ready to sign on the dotted line. So there is a possibility. How about the Miami Heat? You say, who cares about pro hoops? But Miami Heat's 27-game win streak finally over. That's a crazy amount of games to win, and they were on a hot run. LeBron James and his cohorts were six wins away from an NBA record of 33 consecutive wins. That is held by a team from Los Angeles, the Lakers, 71-72. So it didn't happen because they were beaten. The Bulls knocked them off the pedestal of history. And so I think some Lakers fans were probably excited about that. The Miami Heat losing to the Bulls 101-97, thus another record goes by the wayside. Coulda, shoulda, woulda, didn't happen. This is a sad story, so let me give you the little warning about it. 13-month-old boy and a babysitter, teenage defendants. Yeah, this is going to get ugly. A Glynn County, Georgia grand jury indicted two teen defendants in the death of this 13-month-old boy. The defendants were younger than 18 when the killing took place. They can't face the death penalty if convicted, but DeMarquez Elkins and Dominique Lang were charged with murder last week and made their first court appearance this week. Among the charges, each is accused of aggravated assault, criminal attempt to commit armed robbery, and first-degree cruelty to children. What happened was the woman was pushing her baby in a stroller in broad daylight in Georgia when two teenagers approached her. One demanded money and pointed at her, and they thought it was a fake gun because she had a gun. He fired at her twice, missed her head, and hit her in the leg. The teen then shot the baby in the face. Ugh, this is really, that's a scumbag if there ever was a scumbag. So they can't get the death penalty, but hopefully they get a whole bunch of time that they have to do, because why, oh why, is this necessary? Of course, they threw the guns into a nearby pond, but it doesn't matter. They were able to recover it and recover the weapon, and they were able to also go after the two kids that were part of this. And, boy, that's just depressing to think of. That's just walking the baby, and then before you know it, boom. $70,000 worth of bonds from 1976 returned. What would the value on that sucker be? $70,000 worth of bonds. I can sort of tell you, because when I was digging through stuff in my family's attic, we came across a bond that was addressed to me. It was for $25, and it was from 1979, and that bond was worth, we looked it up, it was worth $110. It was just sitting there and never been cashed in, probably accidentally. In this case, I think it's kind of a similar thing, although the total is a lot higher. They found in an unexpected dusty old barn, they found 50 saving bonds that went back to the 70s, and they were able to track down the man. So They did an online search. They were able to track the children and all that, and they were able to hand them over the bonds, and the bonds now are about worth $70,000. $70,000. How cool is that? That's a nice find. A barn right next to the property, sitting there unused, burying savings bonds in an old barn. See, that's the thing. People pass away, and then the things that they stored somewhere, that becomes what people find when they're digging through stuff. And it's a lot of it's unexpected. That was certainly unexpected for that family, and they're pretty excited about it, obviously. Now, you see dogs on a leash, but what about cats? They're talking about this in West Springfield, Massachusetts. Of course, where else? They're asking, the town council president is asking the council to consider and accept a statute that would essentially make cat owners responsible for outdoor cats that have to be put on a leash and clean up after their cat. They must have a lot of cats in that town. How could that be such a big issue? But apparently it is. Leash that cat up. Make sure you follow behind the cat, just in case. We don't want any accidents. We want to know who's leaving droppings behind. Wow. Cats are supposed to be free to roam. Isn't that the whole idea? They're independent, the feline. They want nothing to do with people, right? Every once in a while, they cozy up to you, and that's what the scoop is. All right, you got to love this. Sandy Hook Run for the Families happened this past weekend. Now they recorded how much they raised. 15,000 runners took part in the race, the largest inaugural run in the state in Connecticut. Race organizers estimate that an additional 30,000 spectators were there along the route. It's about 3.1 miles through downtown, 3.1 miles, and they made a ton of money for the families. There were almost $500,000 entry fees and donations to the Sandy Hook School Support Fund, which is administered by the United Way of Western Connecticut. So I think a lot of the runners and the mothers and whatnot felt very positive about the fact that they could contribute at least in this way, because that's a, like I said, that's a whole bunch of money in a run, first time run, to raise $420,000 plus is really terrific because of competition from other runs and the time of the event and whatnot. But it just shows you how the people there feel about the kids at Sandy Hook Elementary, what happened, and so on and so forth. So congratulations to them. I bet you over the years that just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.